Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let go. You're rolling with J&J, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Happy Tuesday to you. November 18th edition of the show. They flexed us. They flexed us to NBC, Peacock, John Wimby. They can't flex their calves right now. Both going to be out due to calf strains. A lot of calf strain going around. Remember, Ty Jerome's got a very serious one. That's why we haven't seen him. But if you look all around the league, there's a ton of it. I wonder, are we getting more calf strains? Are we just teams being more cautious because of what the calf means, what a calf strain connects to, and what it could mean in terms of further injury, Achilles and such? And so you wonder, it is a disappointment. You want to have John Morant on the floor. You want to have Wimby on the floor. I'm sure that's a disappointment for NBC. You will have Grizzlies and Spurs tonight, though. We will talk about that one. Spurs are still significant favorites. They will have De'Aaron Fox on the floor. We'll talk about that tonight. For the Memphis Grizzlies, who do have Zach Edey back, but we know, real shorthanded at point guard. Basically got none. All point guards out for Memphis Grizzlies. We'll talk about that game. Ole Miss has given Lane a deadline.
I saw that.
Can't wait to talk about that story with you. We've discussed it. Tigers will play the number one team in the country on Thursday. Remember what happened last time? Penny played one.
Yes. What that was 2023 Houston. No Marcus Sasser, however.
Everybody has to put that in that little caveat
that
Sasser didn't play.
And you're right. They still had to win it. But not. It was not the full number one.
When 1 cent took on one, what happened?
He won. 1-1-1.
1-1-1. See how we're starting this thing off? Aligned. He's John Martin. That's Brad Carson. Everybody's here. Gentlemen, I'm grateful to be with you.
Yes. Good to be with you.
Yes, man. It's a, you know, I always say this. It's a blessing to be a blessing.
Man. Was just telling my wife that.
It's a blessing to be a blessing, and we're going to continue to be blessings.
Amen.
To anybody and everybody who will receive them. That's all we can do. We can't force people to do that, though.
Is this year nine? Is this year nine?
For y'all? For the show?
Yeah.
Well, the year nine for the show.
Yeah.
It's year 13 for me at this station.
Yeah.
You know, there I did. Fantastic. I had been here before I got this show as a producer for Jeff Calkins, and that's.
Look at you a producer, so there's. It's like it never happened.
That's where I really, like learned the hard lessons of the business. Right.
I mean, that's. Oh, you were in the. I mean, in the total gutter with that gig. I mean, the dues he paid Jason are outrageous.
You ain't got to tell me. I was listening.
Deep
I
dues.
I remember the Josh Pastner thought of the day.
Yeah.
Wow. That we did.
Remember,
have
we used
that.
To get one of those. Wasn't that a daily occurrence?
At the beginning.
See, yeah. You didn't think I remembered that.
And then eventually,
I would hear them on the radio.
Deep
that was
dues.
Like that was
Josh.
Like the rap. I think is what we called that segment. Mm-hmm.
It was the rap.
And then we'd have.
That's why he loves hugging.
Josh Pastner thought of the day. There was the clip of the day, mm-hmm. And then there was John Martin gets to talk, which was ironic because I talked throughout the entire show. I'm not really sure why we had to, you know, give me a monologue at the end of the show, but you know, at the end of the day, you live and learn and you continue to be blessings in this business.
Staging.
Answer one thing for me, because I always wanted it and you can do it now. We've been in this business a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you get the Josh Pastner stuff?
I would Google like profound quotes.
You just looked up on Google profound quotes.
Yeah.
I always wondered where you were pulling it from, because I knew after a while, okay, this ain't, you ain't calling Josh getting a bunch of these. These are, he's pulling this from something.
No, Josh was not involved in that
at all. I always wondered, as the radio listener at that time, where John was getting the profound.
And I would try to.
I think some of it filled you up, because of course Jeff's got the drop that says with John and the profound.
That's right.
What it does say, we don't come to you for that, but you're full of it.
That's right. Now, I tried to relate the quote of the day to a current event, right? Like, that was always kind of the challenge. It was like, let me find a quote that would sort of capture the day.
I tell you what, some of us look forward to it, John.
And
I enjoyed it.
It was a great
It was good
bit.
Work.
It was a great little bit.
Look, we have segments that come and go.
What if we did the penny thought of the day?
I like it.
The penny is the penny thought of the day would probably just be that drop we use every day.
Yeah.
It would be just this every day then?
Yeah, Penny would say that now based on the start of this season. Don't even play with me.
Yeah, I think until further notice, we can just assume that's the thought of the day.
How about this? The Ryan Silverfield thought of the day.
direct deposit.
Yeah. 9 wins.
That's his.
Get 9.
Good question on if he's going to get it.
Extend.
Discuss that later.
Yeah, I mean, it's
not to get too off here.
Yeah.
I see
interesting
where you're going.
Question.
Does he get a bonus for 8 wins, though, too? Because there's when you.
I ain't worried about bonus. I'm worried about another year and whether or not you got to pay for 4 or for 5 if you want to discuss. Because I'm going to tell you this. Let me just get it off my chest.
Mm.
Don't be coming to me talking about wanting to discuss firing Penny Hardaway if we haven't already had a discussion about firing Ryan Silverfield.
Well, we've had it.
I'm just saying, for folks that are, folks are because of, maybe some of it was because it was Sunday, but there was a lot more of that, right? Penny, he's in trouble if he ain't got, boy, we good at going at Penny in this basketball program. There's been a shift, and it's just interesting to me. There, I'm just saying, if you're going to have that conversation about a guy who's won the conference and everything else, probably coming off his best season, you better have had the one about the guy who hasn't even been there.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it to you two at all. I'm saying it to folks that are wanting to have that Penny conversation off of a 1-2 start here.
Yes.
This show.
Spare me.
This show had the fire Ryan Silverfield conversation before we got out of here for Christmas break in December 2019.
That's a fact.
If you recall. Brad said
this was you
he,
saw
he
this
should,
coming.
He should be fired.
Y'all being silly. See, you try to take something out that was real for me. Okay,
I'm just saying
we
had
it on
real common sense.
No, I'm with it,
and you got it. You got a good one, but you got to zing it. And that's the show. That's the show. Brad, you're right. Brad was on it.
Well,
December 2019.
You had a choice.
Here's
Brad, purgatory or movement.
Here's the most damning thing to me: 3 straight conference title games. Including the one you won in 19. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I mean,
that was going every year, John.
I kind of had forgotten about the losses, but when I,
because we put them out of our minds.
Right.
But you've been to 3 straight.
Right. It was just one of those years was luck because of the divisions, right? I mean, but still, they were there.
There.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sniffed it since.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that not a step back?
It's facts.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll fire Ryan Silverfield again today.
What? Jeff says it's not a discussion, so there are people that say
the appetite,
put a lid on it.
The appetite is growing, but it's not the stomach's not rumbling.
New
yet.
Stadium, new coach.
How many years are you into that NIL deal with Fed? We don't know if they re-upped it after the offer to the Big 12. We assume they would, but remember, it's a 5-year deal. Won't you be going into year 3 of it next year?
It was 2024.
What,
so one,
two seasons.
Three. Yeah.
Next year will be the 3rd.
Yeah.
What's it gotten you so far? 4th last year, you're in 6th this year.
Because the majority of it is going to football. It's basketball is not getting
exactly.
The
that's a football NIL deal.
Yeah. Facts.
And the non-revenue sports will get some of that as well.
Ryan Silverfield thought of the day, keep grinding, just like old Jason said.
That's the Grizz beat. Now it's not Grizz beat day. That'll be tomorrow. I assume you'll be talking about Grizz got beat again. But
oh no!
Oh, how dare you!
Now you just said that you just came on here real positive about tonight. And the Grizzlies' chances.
No Wemby.
Another 6.5 on underdog.
Yes.
We'll get into it.
Yeah, we'll get into it. Look, I do want to say before we get started, Jessica Benson is going to join us at 11:25.
Hey.
Frank Bonner's going to be making his final appearance. Well, I'm just kidding. That's not his final appearance.
Oh, my goodness. No, it's a bye week for them, but not a bye week for Frank, no. apparently.
No, we won't hold Frank after the season. We'll let Frank get some rest.
He's got to get a vacation. Yeah. Every B-writer does.
He works hard as hell, of course.
So he'll join us at 125. We'll talk about that devastating loss. And you know, and what's really devastating for Frank is that he drove to Greenville. He did not fly.
He didn't do the Parth plane?
No. See, that was a destination that Parth should fly to.
Isn't that strange?
Right?
Yeah.
Forget
it.
But Frank said he would not take a chance with the shutdown. This was, before I think the government had reopened. So I do understand, the philosophy there. But, man, that's a
long drive home.
Yeah. A long, sad drive back. There is no doubt about it.
Whether you got it covered or you're a fan of it.
Yes. So Frank Bonner is going to join us at 125. That's the show today. But before we get into cap or no cap, look, we don't have to. This is going to be a long 4 months. I mean, we've been here before on this show. It's been a while probably no playoffs for the Grizzlies. We'll see about a tournament for the Tiger basketball program. We've been here before. It's been a long time. But I know how you guys feel. You're out there and you're looking for somebody to blame. You want somebody to blame, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that's what I want.
Well, how about this? How about you blame Geno Smith?
I keep saying this, man. If something don't look right out there, blame it on me, right? If it don't look right, blame it on me. That's all you can do. Blame it on me. If your kids mess up at school, blame it on me. Car breakdown going to work, blame it on me.
If your Memphis basketball teams and your Grizzlies basketball teams look like ass, blame it on Geno Smith. He takes the blame. He's the quarterback of the Raiders.
I don't think about you enough and what you're going through. I should have called you and just made sure you're okay.
Check on
a friend type stuff.
He didn't even. I sent him two texts.
That was a mess.
He didn't even respond to any of them. He has no room for my suffering.
I need to pay more attention to your mental health and everything else. Your peace.
Now I'll say this:
you're going through it.
We could have put this in like a cap or no cap, but I'll just
really good though. That was good.
Yeah, I appreciate him taking the blame for us.
Broad shoulders.
I have mostly like tuned out of the suffering, but there was a moment where I was embarrassed last night.
And it
was that George Pickens touchdown.
Yeah.
When three Raiders defenders went one direction and he went the other. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like I was watching a game of Madden.
Right.
Except it was real life. And George Pickens made them folks look like idiots. That was embarrassing. That was an embarrassing, and again, long, ugly, disgusting 2-8 season. I actually felt something in that moment. It's very rare. But I was like, man, on Monday Night Football, everybody's watching. This is humiliating.
I get it. I felt it was hard to watch when you saw the shot of Mark Davis and Jerry together before the game, and how pale both men are.
Yep.
I'm just gonna say it, man. It looks like death.
Yeah. Well, certainly with Jerry. Jerry looks like he's knocking on the door.
Mark don't look bad.
Mark doesn't look like
Jerry. I thought
Jerry.
For his age. What's the age comparison
Mark
there
Davis is 70.
On the tail of the tape?
Mark Davis is 70. Jerry Jones is 83.
Bro, Mark is too white to be 13 years younger than Jerry.
I don't wish this on Jerry, but it definitely looks like he could go at any minute. I mean, that TMZ alert could come. And again, I don't wish that, but like.
My thing, Mark was just waiting on him to talk. Because Mark has nothing to say.
Well, yeah, there's nothing to say. Yeah.
What do you think of my new stadium?
Yeah. How about the Las Vegas Aces?
Jerry don't want to talk about that mess.
Yeah.
And then he went out there and spanked you, Mark.
Yes, he did.
Made you look like the little baby you are.
Yes, he did.
What a clown show the Raiders are. Well, I mean, we used to talk about Dallas as a clown. To go in there and spank them, like picking just running weave drills on them.
He really was. He really, really was.
I'm sorry, man.
No, it's really.
That you have to watch
it's
that.
It's actually fine because they're 2-8. They're clearly not going to win more than two more games the rest of the way.
Jeff had y'all a little lower than I thought on the draft there, though.
Well, I mean, you have the Titans. You have, you have some really.
Jets.
The Jets. You know.
Who are all in on Tank.
But I think, the Raiders could lose every game the rest of the way.
Are we talking top five? Yeah.
Easily.
Okay.
Because
not top three though.
I mean, at Washington, that's the Broncos schedule.
Well, it's gonna be about getting finding your QB. That's what this year's gonna be. That's gonna be some good talk finding your next QB.
I mean, sadly they play the Browns next week. Somebody probably has to win that one. but then you got Chargers, Broncos, Eagles, Texans, Giants, Chiefs.
Giants, Raiders, Jeffrey mentioned that. That's gonna be a
I think we went
battling for position.
I think we go battling for. I think we go 4-13 though. That's like that's gonna put you top five for sure.
Yeah. Well, in position certainly to get a quarterback, not top choice though.
Yeah. The problem is that it's a bad. It's turned out to be a bad quarterback.
Not nearly as good as we thought it was gonna be. It appears.
So anyway,
you never know though, man.
It was embarrassing last night. And what I would tell people is, in this Memphis sports season as well, like I bet the Cowboys last night, right? If you're going to have to suffer through it emotionally, you might as well try to gain financially from it. I mean, there's an opportunity, and we'll get to that with the Grizzlies. But anyway, yeah, it was a humiliating night last night. You get used to it at some point, but
I've been there,
man.
I mean, we were picking number one not too long ago.
That's right. That's right. Justin Fields. No, it wasn't Justin Fields. Who'd y'all take number one?
We pushed off 1 year to do the deal with Carolina, let them get Bryce, and then yes, we took Caleb.
It worked out.
So we had back to back.
That's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. It worked out. All right, let's do a little thing. We'll do it, occasionally. Not occasionally. We do it every week. Let's do a little thing we call Cap or No Cap. No job, but no Wimby. The Grizzlies will do it without Wembanyama tonight in San Antonio. Get up, Memphis.
Do what? Cover or win?
Dude, mem this.
6.5, San Antonio, last I looked.
Man, oh, you just want to cover.
It's cover?
I'm saying do it. I'm saying do the unthinkable.
You're betting. That's miracle. What you're doing.
Miracle on ice in San Antonio.
Oh, the answer is no. You have no point guards. They have De'Aaron Fox. This is going to be a go-off game for
Vince
De'Aaron
Williams.
Fox. You know what Stephon Castle and Wimby mean for De'Aaron Fox? Green, green.
Yep. Is Stephon Castle out as well?
Yes.
Okay, so you're out. You're out Stephon Castle. You're out Wimby. Who do the Spurs really have? De'Aaron Fox and who?
De'Aaron Fox says me. That's who they have. I'm sure they still have Vassell. John's laughing. Brad's laughing. This is all facts.
Yeah.
They have Vassell and all those guys still.
Harrison Barnes.
De'Aaron doesn't care. This will be like the old Sacramento days early in his career where he is jacking.
Yeah, him and Harrison Barnes.
Imagine when he looks over there and they're throwing Vince Williams at him now. He's still going. This is a more active Vince Williams. Give him credit.
Yeah.
He's been asked to do a lot. Come on.
Yeah, no.
What's De'Aaron going to do there? And then, if not Vince, what, Cam Spencer? You have no point guards. In all seriousness, you're down your top four point guards still.
Right.
And so, even with De'Aaron Fox out there, I figure they're at home here. You'd love to salvage this road trip, get one.
Yes.
This is going to be a De'Aaron Fox game. The Spurs are at home.
Yes.
I'd love to believe the Grizzlies can get one here, but I don't think it happens.
Yeah, I mean, I think the issue here is I would actually love to bet the Grizzlies at some point here, but you got Cedric Coward on a minutes restriction. You got Zach Edey on a minutes restriction. Like, they're not even going full blast right now. And sometimes, I'm not saying that it happens every time, but, there is going to be an element of these guys on the Spurs roster that want to say, hey, we're not just Wimby, right? Like, we're real NBA players outside of him. Carter Bryant's going to get some minutes, like you said, De'Aaron Fox. I mean, they still have some talent. And the Grizz are just in a terrible place. Like, they have never really looked good at all without Ja Morant. I know they were leading against the Cleveland Cavaliers, but they just really haven't looked good for extended minutes without Ja Morant. So it's hard to believe that will change tonight, against a team whose coach is leading the race right now for Coach of the Year and Mitch Johnson. So
JB.
Well, you know what? JB and him are probably tied at
gotta
the top.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
Yeah, it's a good call.
Because what Detroit's doing is
they've now
impressive.
Won 10 in a row. The Pistons have. So
I already feel sorry for him because you know what's going to happen.
Coach of the Year favorite is JB Bickerstaff, and then Mitch Johnson is behind him. So that's the top two. So good call out.
Shout out, JB.
JB is leading the race. How
good
about that?
Man. Good that's man.
The Grizz had him right there. They had him.
Believe me, they're going to take it from him as soon as he's got it built up.
I feel like JB wasn't even that bad.
That's what they do.
What was his record?
They take it away from him.
He was 15-48 his first year, and then he came back, was 33-49 in 18-19.
doesn't what about the Cleveland record? They fired him, right, to move on and get the offense updated with your boy, what is his name, Atkinson?
Yes, he was 48-34.
They're going to do the same thing. They're going to do the same thing to him when Detroit.
No, I don't think
Yes, they will. Yes, they will.
No, they won't.
They'll say, we need another coach to get over the hump after JB done built it up again.
I guess, didn't Detroit do that to who did it to Dwayne Casey? Toronto,
okay. After he won a coach of the year.
Man, won coach of the damn year, and they fired him.
Yeah, now you did get Nick Nurse, who won, right?
I guess that's
But
true.
More because they had Kawhi.
Right. That's right? Crazy, though. Yes. To get fired after winning.
I mean, Nick is a good coach. But
coach of the year.
Yeah, to win. Nuts. Yeah, we talked about that with Dwayne Casey. I mean, Sam Mitchell, we used to have on, was a former coach of the year. No?
He was.
Yes.
I guess that award just doesn't mean what it used to.
Might end up just doing Tex-Mex.
Yeah. All right. So we agree that the Grizz will not do it. I would like the Grizz with the points if everybody was playing, you know, full minutes. But without that, I don't think I can get to them.
I'm gonna try to talk you into it real quick. Big Jaren Jackson game.
No.
John looked down into his Mountain Dew and did not want to hear it. Much like Jeff Calkins doesn't want to hear discussion of firing Ryan Silverfield. He doesn't have time for it.
One
John,
is real and one is not.
Know that. Jaren's man. What makes Jaren strong
Jaren's
is back.
Babysitter is Zach, back.
You said that. Zach Edey, man, is back.
Yes.
And this is an opportunity with no Wimby to go at them inside. What, you going to let Luke Kornet stop you?
Jaren, yes.
He's got a buddy to wall up against Kornet and clear the way so he can go in there and do his thing. Jaren had a better game. He was more aggressive at least. At least bring that same level of aggression. Bring that to the table tonight.
When Jaren is when Jaren is the top option, it's not conducive to wins.
No, it's not conducive to wins, no, but he gets his numbers. Yeah, and again, maybe you have an off De'Aaron Fox night on a night they don't have Castle.
I feel like you're
I said if I'm gonna talk you into it.
No, yeah, I feel like
you look nervous.
You're my bookie and you want me to bet Grizz +6.5 with you specifically.
I just said I can argue the other side.
Yeah.
At least let's see for Grizzlies, forget the betting. Let's see Jaren Jackson sort of continue what we saw against Cleveland, at least in terms of take over.
Yes. I mean, you're making $50 million next year.
Yeah,
buddy.
We've been waiting on this.
This is
you were screaming at him the other day.
I was screaming at him.
And we all felt that.
I'll scream at him again if he has a bad game.
Let's put two together.
All right. I really will.
Might not result in win, like you say, but let's see it.
Like that comedian from Memphis, William Montgomery. You familiar with him?
Mm-mm.
He's like, his brand is like screaming on the mic. It's what he does. I'll get on here like William Montgomery and start screaming.
Okay.
From Memphis. So that's why I bring that up. All right, before we get out of here and get to Jessica Benson, the Tigers will do it against Purdue. Many are saying that they would not be surprised if Penny Hardaway takes this team, a cross-eyed David, and goes into the Bahamas with the slingshot and the lazy eye going the other way. And takes down. Isn't that the biblical tale? You got the slingshot. Now I'm adding the cross eye.
Yeah,
because that's what this team is. It's a cross eye.
Again, this is a tale that Penny has told many times.
Many
and
times
it seems to work.
It works. It works.
They believe, and they should.
I mean, can you imagine
the word?
Can you imagine that pregame talk?
We've imagined them before. This is what he does.
It
now,
is what he
again,
does.
Again, it's Cap.
But it's like this is the
Thursday.
This is a team that I feel like because I don't know that there's another guy on that team like who will actually respond. I think that's
dude. Thedford will feel it.
He will
inside
go out there
of
and
himself.
he will flap.
I think Curtis Givens will feel it too.
Yeah, like I just
Majoke will feel it. Zach Davis will not feel it from what we have seen.
Aaron Bradshaw's in the pool.
He's gonna be laughing. He's having fun in the pool.
He's in the lazy river down there, bro.
It's a fun trip for Aaron Bradshaw.
It's 100%. He's like, hey, I get to go to the Bahamas for free.
Now, what about the savior? Penny keeps talking about him. Now he's the best rebounder on the team.
Thedford.
I can never remember his name, so John's gonna say it now.
A rope.
No, the brother who's hurt.
Oh, Hassan Abdul-Hakim.
Just saw again that Penny says he's the best rebounder.
We need more a rope.
Can he be in the boat of fighters? Can he be in the room that when Penny does the David versus Goliath, can we get that quad ready to go against number one?
He's been out.
It's a quad.
He's been out with, what do you get when you're on the sea? What do you get, like, scurvy? He's been out with scurvy, so you know I have absolutely.
Zach Davis got that scurvy.
Need him and need Ingram more minutes. We're ramping up, as you see. It's a slow ramp. Going to need him. I mean, there are things that can at least shore this thing up and make sure you're the American champ. Against number one, you have no chance. But I'm sorry, the speech won't work.
I agree. If you keep it within 20, I'll be impressed. I mean, honestly, like I think Purdue is that good.
Yeah, it's a free swing for Memphis in that. I mean, nobody's expecting you to go out there, so go out there and learn something about yourself.
Yes.
You know, you just got challenged by your coach, who's done this now preseason. He's had to do it in the three games in. Say, I don't know what I got in terms of effort. Like, he said it out loud. He pointed out I was trying to motivate him. Like, any of these guys are reading the papers or listening to radio. I mean, that's how dead it's been already, your call out. And so now you get number one. If you can't get up for one, Doug McDaniel. If you can't get up for one, Sincere Parker. Zach Davis, are you alive or are you just a foul machine?
Zach Davis.
Plug me up, I foul.
Jason was trying to negotiate a second year on the show.
Because you said wasn't no way this man was going to be sorry to gonna have coming from the SEC.
Bro.
6'5", could do it all. Said he was the next Michael Jordan. Now I'm going to. Now you step in all these fake headlines you do.
No, I mean,
but
look.
But you did. Come on. You told me.
I liked him. I liked
you
him.
Told me this was important. Zach Davis, important addition. Him. And I believe.
You know what?
Imagine that.
Mess.
Well, because, look, when the power transfers dropped out of Memphis, out of him. Usually they've been good.
Yes.
You know,
no, we had every reason to believe he would be good. He actually put up some decent, you know, there was some tangible production there.
Yes.
But it's coming out of the SEC. You know, you have the Dane Danger story. So they're coming down. You figure that most of them are going to be good. They still have to get something out of him.
They do.
Whereas there's nothing with Bradshaw.
Nothing. It's gone.
Zach Davis got to play.
It's gone.
And I still believe there's something there with him. At least he's, again, versatile in the sense that you can put him up against guys. He's got to learn how to defend without fouling. How are we here at this point in his career, and he can't defend without fouling?
100%.
It's frustrating, but I see little, you know, at least little you can – you know, the cracks in the dam, whatever else. Maybe Ingram can plug one and be better than that. Maybe, you know, you say his name again.
Hassan Abdul-Hakim.
When I see him, I will lock in.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we're just, this is like the Zach Edey thing, though. Like, we come save the team.
And he said
team.
Best rebounder.
Right. Yeah.
Need him.
I mean, he did average 13.3 and 6.8 last year. So, I mean, there's obviously something there.
He said he is Draymond.
Did he really?
That's what you compared him
to. We need more than Draymond right now, but anything will help. Anything will help.
Just
Draymond was in the news, by the way. We'll get to that a little bit later in the show for his altercation with a fan. But anyway, let's hope that somebody can do this for Memphis sports. Otherwise, it's going to be a long 4 months. It truly, truly is. All right, we'll come back. Jessica Benson is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to her about Grizz action tonight, you know, how she's navigating all of this. James Franklin to Virginia Tech. I know they're happy about that. That's who they wanted when I talked to them. That's who they got.
There you go.
So we'll get into all that with her on the other side. J&J, 99.5 ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.